Imperial Navy even if he hadn't gotten himself cashiered for rescuing and freeing Chewbacca, an Imperial slave. He'd started his career with high hopes, but disillusionment had quickly set in. The prejudice against non-humans had been hard to take for someone raised the way Han had been, but he'd bitten his tongue and remained silent. But the endless, silly bureaucratic regs, the blind stupidity of so many of the officers, Han had already begun to wonder how long he'd be able to take it. But he'd never figured on a dishonorable discharge, loss of pension and back pay, and, worst of all, being blacklisted as a pilot. They hadn't taken his license, but Han had quickly discovered that no legitimate company would hire him. He'd tramped the permacrete of Coruscant for weeks, in between alcoholic binges, looking for work, and found all respectable doors closed to him. Then, one night, as he'd tavern-hopped in a section of the planet-wide city near the alien ghetto, a huge furred shadow had flowed out of the deeper shadows of an alley and confronted Han, thanking him for saving his life and freeing him from slavery. Chewie had been quite direct. His people didn't mince words. He, Chewbacca, had sworn a life debt to Han Solo. Where Han went, from that day forward, he would go too. And he had. When Han had finally gotten them passage off Coruscant, piloting a ship with a load of contraband to Tralis, Chewbacca had gone with him. On the week-long voyage, Han had begun teaching the Wookiee the rudiments of piloting.